From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July 6, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town and village of Catskill are considering the consolidation of its code enforcement offices. The village board voted to move forward with the joint proposal at its June 22nd meeting. As the first step, the two boards will split the cost of a $4,000 feasibility study. That study will be conducted by the LaBrage Group, an Albany-based engineering firm. The village and town now maintain separate code enforcement offices, employing three people. The municipalities hope to be reimbursed for the cost of the study by the Department of State's 2016 Local Government Efficiency Grant Program. Village Clerk Betsy Cothran said that if the results of the study are implemented, the town and the village will be reimbursed. She said, and I quote, "No money will be rewarded if the study results are not put in place," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Wick Hotel at 41 Cross Street in Hudson could be completed as early as spring of 2017. Redberm Development received its final approval for a 40,800-square-foot, 55-room boutique hotel from the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency late last month. A closing is planned for the end of this month, and the interior demolition is scheduled to begin. Read that full story in the Register Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a wildlife rehabilitator based in Greene County is praising New York State for revising rules covering human interactions with bald eagles. She is also warning that the National Birds comeback could be threatened if the new guidelines are not heeded or if food consumed by eagles becomes contaminated. She said the incidental feedings bring the risk of parasites. And, said Ms. Runyon, founder of the FFF Wildlife Center in Hunter, and I quote, "that can contaminate the water, and if you contaminate the water, you can contaminate the eagle," end quote. The new guidelines require a minimum 350-foot buffer zone around nests and a construction ban within a quarter mile of an eagle nest if there is no visual buffer. Runyon also warns about lead bullets and the fragments that result from hunting the animals that eagles eat, such as deer, coyotes, woodchucks, and raccoons. The bald eagle population in New York has increased from one nesting pair in 1970 to 254 pairs in 2014. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The town of Catskill will hold a public hearing on July the 20th on solar regulations for the town and on a bond issue. At the Catskill Town Meeting on July the 5th, which was streamed live online through WGXC.org, members voted unanimously for the 6 p.m. July the 20th public hearing on the solar issue. Cairo, Coxsackie, Jefferson, Saugerties, Greenville, and many other towns have held public hearings recently over new rules for commercial solar installations. Because of the rules, solar companies are looking for land to host panels and are approaching local residents. Many towns want to regulate the power companies, and Catskill's Planning Board prepared a proposal to be discussed at the July 20 public hearing. Town Supervisor Doreen Davis talked about the Planning Board's solar proposal during the meeting.
My observations were it was complete and took into account both the large-scale solar groups that are coming in that are actively pursuing members of the community for large parcels of property, but also addressed the individual homeowner who wants to do something also. So our next step, if I'm not mistaken, is to conduct a public hearing.
Listeners can hear the entire meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom at WGXC.org. Addie Beard and Giuseppe Velasquez at Politico New York report that they think Lyme disease, and I quote, "has been driving the conversation in the race to replace Representative Chris Gibson," end quote. Gibson, the Republican of Kinderhook, ran his successful 2014 re-election campaign largely on his championing of Lyme legislation in an otherwise do-nothing Congress. Now Politico says both major party candidates in the 41st Senate District in the Hudson Valley, and I quote, "have made Lyme disease a central part of their campaigns," end quote. Lyme disease is caused by tick bites, and the Northeast is where it is most prevalent. Republican John Faso, a former Assembly Minority Leader who is running for Gibson's seat, has told reporters, and I quote, "I am going to talk and address the issue as Chris Gibson has done on things like Lyme disease," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Jeanette Wolfberg in the Columbia paper attempts to explain Hudson's intricate common council voting rules, where one vote in the 5th Ward weighs 364 under the city's weighted vote system, while one vote in the 4th Ward weighs 95. If you are confused, so are the folks from the Fair and Equal Movement who are organizing to bring equal voting to each member of the council. The group is proposing new ward boundaries with equal populations through a referendum in November. If approved by the voters, the new rules would take effect after the 2017 election in 2018. The group is currently attempting to get signatures on petitions by July the 6th for the November referendum. Press liaison Beth Kanagan, Kevin Hannon of Hudson Forward, Ted Gramkow, and Steve Dunn spoke in favor of the measure at a June 23rd Hudson Area Library meeting. At the June 23rd meeting, 3rd Ward Supervisor Don Moore said, and I quote, "A powerful consideration in redistricting is whether it would disempower racial minorities," end quote. Dunn said, and I quote, "In our map, the 2nd Ward, which has the highest minority population," end quote, "has an advantage in the current system." You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The town of New Baltimore in Greene County and the village of Ravenna and the hamlet of Coeymans in Albany County are under water restrictions. Sprinklers are not allowed at any time until further notice. And handheld watering of gardens and flowers is limited to from 7 to 9 a.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the North South Lake Campground in Haines Falls in Greene County gets upgraded electric and water service at the South Lake Pavilion thanks to a July the 1st announcement from Governor Andrew Cuomo's tourist improvements in the Catskills and the Adirondacks. In Ulster County, the Kenneth L. Wilson Campground is getting a new nature trail, including a pedestrian bridge and an observation platform, hand launch for paddlers, a quarter-mile observation trail with a footbridge, fishing access site, and picnic area. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 92 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 67. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 92 degrees. For Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 69. And on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 p.m. Sunrise today was at 5:26 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 6th day of July, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.